Good morning. It's 28th of May. For our New Testament reading today, we are in Titus chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from Brother Alfred Nichols. This essay of his is headed In Due Times. That's an expression which we find in Titus 1, verse 3. I read, "The Lord told his disciples that the Father had put the times and the seasons in his own power. The immediate reference was to a time still future, that of the restoration of the kingdom to Israel. But Scripture is full of the evidence that the Creator has a plan of the ages, of which certain events have been both a stage in the fulfilment and a guarantee of all that was yet to come. Whatever other purpose, as yet hidden from our eyes, there may be in the planets, with all the stars in the vastness of outer space, from the foundation of the world they were given for the regulation of the life of man and for his guidance on land and sea. There was a divine covenant linked with the recurring seasons in the time of Noah. The promise to Abraham and his seed was confirmed under the stars of heaven and, linked to the covenant of day and night, was the promise of the restoration of Israel, as we can read in Genesis 15 and Jeremiah 31. As with day and night, so with the passing years. So from Genesis 15, thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again." And now two quotations from Daniel. "I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years, whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem." That's chapter 9, verse 2. And then from Daniel 12. "Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." Those who understood the due time were waiting for the consolation of Israel because her warfare was accomplished. They looked for redemption in Jerusalem and were not disappointed, for the child was born, heralded by a star in the east, and he gave himself a ransom for all, a testimony in due time. This inaugurated the last time, or the period of opportunity for all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. John speaks of the last time in connection with the antichrists and the deceivers who had gone forth into the world, which links up with the background to Paul's letter to Titus. Like Daniel, the apostles and all the saints who came after them have known that it is the last time, even where they needed to be gently taught that though the vision is true, the time appointed may be long. So in Titus 1 verse 3, Paul emphasizes the due times to illustrate the certainty of God's purposes and to draw out appropriate exhortations for his readers. For the promise will be consummated in the day that is to come, the day of the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honour and power everlasting. Amen. Thank you for listening.